Back in the 1800s, lots of people claimed to find quote-unquote giant bones when they were digging in Native American mounds. 6 foot six, 7 foot two, as much as 8 foot tall was not uncommon. But in the 1930s, a man named Ailes Hydrilicka, who was in charge of the Department of Anthropology at the Smithsonian Institute, claimed that no such bones had been found, that all the people before him had made errors. He was the one guy who got it right. And this might make sense, but you have to keep in mind that the only reason that Ailes got into anthropology was to push the narrative that the measurements of the skeleton of any individual could help, you know, tell what kind of person he was, whether he was smart or stupid or strong or not, or white. Yes, the only reason he got involved in anthropology at all was to push the narrative that the measurements of bones could tell you whether or not that person was good or bad. This is the guy that they're trusting to debunk 7 foot tall people, like 7 foot tall, some crazy number that we could never possibly see in the real world today. What the hell's wrong with these people?